This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Sally Ray, S-A-L-L-Y-R-A-E, middle name, initial is A, like Ann, Michaels, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S, date of birth June 17th of 1951. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a consultation for Mrs. Michaels for evaluation of stage 3B chronic kidney disease. She has had known chronic kidney disease, creatinine levels fluctuating between 1.3 and 1.5 since at least 2021. The patient believes it actually has been even worse. She remembers hearing of an estimated GFR of 22 at one point, but then levels gradually improved and have been stable in the GFR 40 to 37 for several years. The creatinine levels did get slightly worse this year in September. It got up to 1.57. With a GFR of 35, then 10/20 of 23, creatinine 1.54, GFR 36. So she was referred for further evaluation and management of stage 3B chronic kidney disease. She has no symptoms of chronic kidney disease. She was recently taken off lisinopril due to low blood pressure, and that was in October. And she had blood pressure less than 100 systolic over 60. And it has improved, and she's not dizzy, and she's less tired now since that change was made. She does have paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and she's anticoagulated with Coumadin. She does not believe that she's had an echocardiogram for more than 5 years. She's not sure when the last one was, but she denies any known history of coronary artery disease. No stents have been placed. No cardiac caths have been done. She does have psoriatic arthritis, and she's currently on methotrexate for that. And within the last 6 months, she started Ozempic, and she's lost 30 pounds since she started that. She was extremely nauseated when she first started it. She could barely eat anything, but now the nausea has resolved, and she's able to eat better. And the weight loss is starting to taper off. She denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena currently. Urine is clear. She does have a history of recurrent UTIs back during her childbearing years, but those stopped at least 25 years ago, she reports. No kidney stone history, no edema, no claudication symptoms. She does have some pain and burning sensation in her feet, secondary to diabetic neuropathy. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes. She's had a TIA, and that resulted in some decreased vision in her left eye, diabetic neuropathy, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, depression, psoriatic arthritis. Past surgical history, she's had a hysterectomy and a right shoulder bicep tendon repair and rotator cuff repair and several colonoscopies. Social history, the patient is an ex-smoker. She quit about 8 years ago. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married and lives with her husband, and she's a retired retail salesperson. Family history is significant for heart disease, diabetes, stroke, hypertension, cancer, and hyperlipidemia. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medication, she uses Voltaren gel up to 4 times a day as needed for pain. Zoloft, 25 milligram daily. Metformin is 1,000 milligram in the morning and 500 milligram in the evening with supper. Gabapentin, 300 milligram at bedtime as needed. Magnesium is 400 milligram daily. Metoprolol extended release, 25 milligram daily. Lipitor, 40 milligram daily. Coumadin. It's dosed per the Coumadin clinic. Pepcid is 20 milligram twice a day. Lisinopril 5 milligram daily was stopped in October of this year. Zofran 4 milligram every 8 hours as needed for nausea. Methotrexate 2.5 milligrams. She takes 4 tablets once a week. Ozempic is one. She injects 1 milligram once weekly. Physical exam, height is 62 inches, weight 146 pounds, pulse 91, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 102 over 60. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, clear drainage and tank, tonsils are small. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, no peripheral edema, decreased sensation in both feet, pedal pulses 1 to 2 plus bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done October 20th of 2023. As previously stated, creatinine was 1.54, calcium 9.5, sodium 137, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 23, albumin 4.2, liver enzymes are normal, estimated GFR 36. Her microalbumin to creatinine ratio was done October 18th, 23. That is normal at 8. Hemoglobin A1C is 6.7. Hemoglobin is 11.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. And previous creatinine levels, 3.3 of 23, 1.3 creatinine, 11, 23, 22, creatinine 1.4. May 13, 22, creatinine 1.2, 10, 25, 21, creatinine is 1.2. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, possibly secondary to low blood pressures and 30-pound weight loss within the last 6 months. We are scheduling her for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder in Alma. We're going to have her repeat labs next month and then every 3 months thereafter. And we agree with keeping her off lisinopril for now because blood pressure is very well controlled. Adding that back would possibly cause blood pressure to be too low again. And she may need a repeat echocardiogram if her creatinine does not improve or worsens. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 5 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.